Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. This net is, my name is Bob, pardon me. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Mooville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mooville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mooville Amateur Radio Club is next monthly meeting. Again, April 19th. 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mooville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any uplink stations that would like to check in?
Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo.
And Bob, I think there's at least one other station behind me. There was another one. That one may hopefully come back in.
Very good, Kevin. Kilo Echo 7, I didn't get the next letter of your call. Can you come back with that for me?
Yeah, it's Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo. Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo.
Roger, got it that time. Kilo Echo 7, Quebec X-Ray Bravo. All right, very good. Glad to have you check in with us, and how's things your way? Hope you had a good day today.
Yeah, things are going great. We had a road trip today, and we're now back in the Kansas City area, and we're just about ready to go shopping.
Very good. Well, it was a good day for it. I hope the weather was good your way, too. It was a nice day here. We had sunshine, but it was windy and cold. So maybe in the next one, the next few days out of the way with the cold weather, it'll warm up again. All right, very good. Thank you for checking in. We always welcome new check-ins from anywhere, members and non-members both. All right, have a nice evening. And KD2FPM, Kevin, how are you doing?
Hey, good evening, Bob, and hello, everyone up north. It's KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. We've got 29 degrees outside here. It's a little chilly for, well, this is the last night of winter, and hopefully...
SMS from Matt Ringlinger, KD2JWC, PCFDC.
That's funny, so... Winter officially ends tonight at a little after midnight, and spring begins, and then I'm hearing rumors of a snowstorm for the East Coast. Shouldn't affect us here, so I think we'll be okay. So with that, I'll say 7-3. I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Yeah. I think we all would like to see it continue on with the sunny weather and a little more warmth to add to it. Keep things coming into spring. And yeah, it'd be like shutting the door on the winter, but it never seems to work that way. But yeah, sooner or later it'll warm up though. Okay, you have a great evening and take care. Thank you again for checking in. I think I'll make one more call for any Echo Link stations that would like to check in. Come now. Okay, not hearing none. This is N5AOW at control with Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, Jeff. Good to hear you, Howard. How's things going your way? Hope you had an enjoyable day today.
Well, good evening. Yeah, we had a good day today. Took a hike out here this morning, out from here right across the street to through the woods to the Little Wood Hall. Just wanted to see if I could do it. And it was kind of fun. No trail or anything, but I took WA2FK's old compass with me from the 1920s. And it still works. So I use that. I brought my GPS with me just to be safe, but went out there and made it all the way there to the Little Wood Hall, and it was kind of nice. Hadn't been out there. I've hit the Little Wood Hall in other spots, but never in this area ever. And that's where my great grandfather and my grandfather used to fish, and all my great uncles. And then when they were kids, so it was nice to get out that way. Nobody ever goes out there anymore, and I'm hoping. Now that I've established a path out there, I'm hoping to go fishing there here this, later on this spring, maybe late April, somewhere out there when they really start to bite. And But other than that, we've been up here at camp doing a bunch of little projects, and it's nice here in the camp right now. We have, 68 degrees inside and 27 degrees outside. And heading out here tomorrow morning, I'm going to go back home and hang out with the family. But kind of quiet out here. Coyote howl every once in a while, but that's about it. And otherwise, just had a good weekend up here at camp. KD2AIT, back to you, Bob.
Okay, I'm glad you had a good day and a good hike. That area up there is just gorgeous. I've been up there numerous times, like you say, from a different direction. Been there in the summer a couple of times, but mostly in the winter. Got there by sled, and there's a lean-to around the one side towards, I guess it would be the northwest corner of it. But nice area, and it's peaceful and quiet, and there's a lot of neat trails around through there, so at least we found them in the winter time. I don't know, I would imagine by summer there's still excellent trails to travel. Well, I'm glad you had a great day. It was sunny here, a little on the chilly side. I went out with the dog for a bit and just had a little run outside with him. Boy, I'm out of breath for some reason. But anyway, it was nice. But it was quite breezy, a little bit of bite to the breeze. And I think by the time I was out, it was probably about 29 degrees then. I think now it's probably dropped down to about 22 somewhere last time I looked. I think it's going to get maybe a little bit cooler than that. All right, Jeff, you have a great evening, and I hope everything packs up and goes well tomorrow. Maybe be able to get home and enjoy yourself with the family. Okay, this is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Factor. Matthew, here's a...
Okay, I believe it's Matt. I didn't get it too clearly, but I believe I've got KD2 Delta X-ray, Foxtrot. And if it is, it's more than likely you, Matt. Is that correct?
Is that one and only?
Okay, how are things down in Utica?
Just a little bit chilly down here. I just got done working 12 hours. I worked 12 more hours tomorrow, so I'm just kind of relaxing for the remainder of the evening, and we don't have anything much to talk about. I ended up, somehow I fried one of my scanners, so I gotta send that in, the unit in, hopefully Monday. I don't know what happened, but she definitely right, so other than that, just really enjoying the rest of my evening and not looking forward to work tomorrow. So with that, I'll turn the back over to Net Control. This is KD2DSF.
Okay, Matt. Well, I'm glad you checked in with us, and you have a great day tomorrow. I know what you mean with working on Sunday. I never cared for that much myself. But in any event, I hope everything goes well and you have a super day. 73. And I'll make an additional call, see if anyone else would like to check in with us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Well, I had a great day today. Anytime the sun's shining, it just seems to perk your whole attitude and body up, you know, you just kind of get charged up with it. Had a bunch of things I wanted to get to, and with a bunch, if I do too, I'm doing well, and a couple of them were out in the garage, but I never got to it. Had an old chair by my desk, and the son of a gun split, and the seat came apart a little bit, and I said, well, might be time to work on that, so I took that all apart. My wife says, you're going to burn that? It looks like scrap wood. I said, no, I'm going to revive it and put it back together again. It's an oak chair, and it's probably 100 years old, I guess. But I've got it all fixed up and glued up and everything put back together, and it looks quite well. The split's gone, and I'll wait for tomorrow before I sit on it. Anyway, that was my project for the day. Did a little work on the computer and had a little fun with a game on it, which I don't normally do too often. And a little bit of HF this morning, and that pretty much was it. So, that was my day. Are there any other check-ins? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or light check-ins at this time?
KD2DSF, a comment.
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I didn't recognize your call sign until just now. You were the gentleman stopped by us on Route 28, I want to say last year, and I got that CB base station from you. Do you remember this?
Oh, be darned, I believe so. Yeah. You know, it's funny. Different times, I'll hear people's voices, you know, and I can usually recall a variety of different things, of course, but yeah, now that you mention that, I do. It didn't even occur to me until you came back on it.
Yeah, I got it. Put it away, and haven't touched it since. I haven't had time to get it out and work on it.
Well, I'll be darned. I hope when you do, you know, it operates fine, and you have a lot of enjoyment with it. Okay, well, thanks, Matt, for coming back and the comment. Certainly enjoyable having you check in with us. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency and the repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Matt down in Utica, Jeff out in out at camp, Kevin down in Oneonta, and that gentleman from Kansas City, KE7QXB. Everyone have a fine evening and a great day tomorrow. 7-3 to all. 10-5 AOW clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
This is KD2DXS for the Oneida County. Traffic and emergency now. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight. All stations are welcome with or without traffic. Stations for now, please. N5AOW, a long time no talk. That's in there. Anyone else? Looking for any further stations for action. This is KD2DXL. This is Acton. Nothing further heard. Thank you, Bill, for your check-in, and thank you for your use of the repeater. KD2DXL.